We're going to talk about the proposed closure of Target down there in Donaghmede, and I have a councillor from Target, and she's also a literacy teacher. I'll talk to you first and explain to me what exactly is happening.
Well, basically, we've been informed that Target's literacy service, which has been running for the last 20 years, will be more or less closing.
Mm-hmm. And is there any time on it when it will be gone?
September,
okay. Now, what would it mean to... I mean, Target's still there, and it's been there a long time. Do you think it's sort of the beginning of the end? Is there a hidden agenda in there?
It's certainly a slippery slope, because Target would get a lot of their funding on the basis that there is a literacy service there. So it would certainly put them in a very vulnerable position. And also, we have around 100 students, so that would be about half their footfall gone. So it would affect the atmosphere of the centre. They have a canteen there. It would affect their canteen. They have a creche there as well, so there would be a drop off in the creche. So yeah, it's quite extensive.
And the students themselves, are they left floundering? That's it? Is it halfway through what they're actually
doing? The students are absolutely devastated. They feel like the rug has been pulled out from under them.
Are they waiting till at least the courses for this year are finished?
Well, some of us are only halfway through VTAC, so the term has ended, but they're hoping to continue on in September. The proposal is that they're going to be moved to Clear, but we haven't really been given full clarification on how that process is going to happen.
Okay. Well, some of the talk around was that exactly what was going to happen, and then there was complaints that they wouldn't have the bodies there to look after. I think there's 24 that you look after in Target. Would I be writing numbers there?
Sorry, 24.
24 people that attend the literacy classes in Target. To move them over to Clear, is that the numbers I was told? I don't know if that's true or not.
No, we have about 100 people in the literacy service.
Okay, at one time?
100 students. No, they come in at different times during the day.
No, I'm just thinking that if they have to move over to Clear, is that the amount of people that would be being sent over to Clear? 100?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't have the people on hand to look after that many numbers, would they?
Oh, well, the tutors are moving, so... The tutors are supposed to be going as well, but it's an issue of space, because Clear is an excellent centre. We're not saying anything bad about Clear at all.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to get this the sort of whole idea of why they would move it and close it down in one and send it somewhere else when they wouldn't have. And they're moving the tutors from Target as well. Am I getting this right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, basically...
It doesn't seem to make any sense to me.
Yeah, well, this is why we're here, because we just want an answer to the question, because it doesn't seem to make any sense. Now, one of the reasons we were given was the retirement of the adult literacy officer. So Target's adult literacy officer is retiring. So you do need someone to administer all the work involved, but that could be done in Clear. Like, the tutors could do all their paperwork in Clear, all the admin work could be done in Clear, and the students and the tutors just stay in Target where they are.
Okay. And I mean, when you were talking about space, are they saying there's not enough space in Target?
No, there's plenty of space in Target. Okay. When I'm talking about space, Clear is an extremely busy centre. They would have a lot more students than we do. So you'd be looking at possibly bigger class numbers, more noisy environments. Target is a very quiet centre.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a couple of students that have hearing issues. We have a couple of students who, they don't want that feeling that they had when they were in school, where there was 50 in a class and they hid at the back, and then before you knew it, they were out the door and gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what one of our students described it.
Okay. And if they just left us to teach, I mean, you're a literacy tutor there as well. So if they left you where you were in Target and the others as well that they're going to send over to Clear, could it function properly?
Oh, absolutely. I work in other places and... I've seen this function quite well without any problem at all whatsoever. I do my class in the particular centre and then I go back to the main literacy centre and do all my paperwork there.
Okay.
It's actually not a problem. And the other thing as well is they're not actually paying rent. So why would you leave a place where you're not paying rent? It just doesn't make any sense at all.
Okay, has the question, obviously it has been asked why this is happening. They're using the excuse of a tutor finishing up.
Well, it's not a tutor, it's an adult literacy officer.
Okay, yeah. that he's
or
finishing.
Or organiser, I should say. Yeah.
Okay, so he's finishing that, or she, whatever.
She's finishing.
And that's the reason why.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
But it's a very poor excuse. And something that's even more worrying is that our funding is now coming from Sulis as opposed to the Department of Education. And Sulis wants to give priority to unemployed adults aged 18 to 35, because Sulis have a labour activation agenda. Now, whilst this labour activation is very, very important, does the price have to be paid by the disabled and the elderly? Because adult education was originally set up to help those who are let down by the education system and to give them a second chance. And there's actually recent research that has come through. It's called PIAAC. We got it from NALA. And the research shows that in Ireland, adults aged between 25 and 34 have a higher literacy score than adults aged over 55, which would have a lower score.
Okay.
So they're focusing on the wrong group.
Okay. I'm going to talk to some of the people inside as well who are avail of the services down there. So if you just tell me who you are as you're talking. Anyone now can speak now. Two we have we? Okay. Well, can you introduce yourself and tell me?
Latin here. Sean Latin is my name.
Okay.
And I've done lots of these courses, cooking, computer, psychology, quite a few of them. I'm in my 60s. They're wonderful. They kept me healthy. They kept me away from my doctor, which is most important. And if you serve elderly people like that.
Okay.
And I believe now with my grandchildren, I'm now making a very positive contribution to society and to my grandchildren and my family.
How much of an inconvenience would it be for to move over to Kilbarrick?
It would be no inconvenience at all. There's plenty of public transport now and all that.
Okay.
You
so
know,
you have no problem then with what's happening?
No. I personally have no problem. But I want to encourage everybody to, when you're so-called retired, and I think the word retired should be done away with, you should move to a new section of your life and go on. It should be onwards and upwards at all times.
Okay.
That's the way it should be. If you want a healthy attitude towards them, that's what I want for every man and woman in this country, young or old. Now. And this...
So you've no problem if they put the retirement age up to 70, 75?
No, in the sense that you could scale it, if you look at it carefully and you scale it down. Now, obviously, like a person of 70 can't run around like a person of 20.
Mm-hmm.
That's a physical fact, and we have to face up to these realities. But you could... start, say, even from 60, start scaling down, if you like, maybe, you know, the days of working heavy overtime or see that, okay. Things you're doing when you're raiding your family and they're all at school going age.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you there because we're sort of moving off the point a little bit as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to the lady here. Tell me your name and or your association with Target.
Sorry, you have me back to you, Anne McManus.
Okay.
I think we're getting away from the whole point. Target was done for people of Donegal and the surrounding areas that were young housewives with children getting to grow up, like myself. I've been there for about 12 years on and off doing different courses, and it's very unfair to close down. The rooms are there, all the facilities are there, it's costing the government no money whatsoever except for pitting the money, and everyone wants to stay in, we all want to stay in Target because it's a nice little social group there we have, and the classes are small and we learn an awful lot. I'm doing computers, creative writing and maths. And each of those classes would give me an awful lot of help with my grandchildren as well for teaching them math and teaching them computers.
And what's the difference between what you're doing in Target and what you would do in Clare?
There'd be no difference. There'd be bigger classes. We may not even get a class. There might be too many people down there. There's a lot more there. And we would like to stay in Target because that's our local place. It's not even going to close. It's going to be still open for private classes and paying classes.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point of leaving the other little classes empty when we could be still there? It just doesn't make sense.
Okay.
It's a local little convenience for all the people that live in Donegal and Grange Abbey and all of the surrounding areas. And it's a nice atmosphere, and the canteen will lose all the euro that they get for making the teas and all that jazz.
Okay.
Because there's no advantage of going, really. Really isn't.
Okay. And the other lady?
I've been going to Cargill for about 5 years now, and it gets me out of the house. I come from Riverside, and I go down, and it gets me out of the house. Otherwise, I'd be just vegetating in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think it's a shame it's going to close.
Okay, and are you in the literacy course?
I'm in the literacy course, yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, it gets you a little more than just gets you out of the house, I'd say.
Yeah.
Okay, and what difference would it make to you to move to Kilbarrick, if you had to?
If I had to, I would, but it's a huge big place, and I have got loads of confidence, so I'd prefer to stay where I was in a small class.
Okay. So, you got to know the people and there's a community there, and that's the way it would work for you at the moment.
And Rachel's brilliant. She's got loads of patients with us and all, so we get really one-to-one attention.
Okay. And the class itself, it's very important, I'm sure, to all of you.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Oh, Rachel, back to you. Just talking to some of the people there. I mean, they sort of don't mind the move, mm-hmm. but they do in a sense as well. Yeah. And it's the camaraderie they're going to miss, because it'll be sort of it'll be scattered and dispersed and all that sort of carry on. It won't be the same. Is this the main function that you're here this morning?
Well, that's part of it, but there's also the bigger picture that this would actually weaken Target severely. Like, Target is a community centre and they rely on funding, and one of the things that they put down on their application is that they provide a literacy service, and that gets them funding, and if we go, they can no longer do that.
Okay. Now you've set up a Facebook page, of course. Yeah. I want to get that out there as well. What is it?
It's called Target Right to Learn.
Okay. Now give us an idea. You've mentioned just two or three of the service that's in Target. Do you see this as sort of, I mean, we've asked you this before, do you see this as the beginning of the end for Target and jobs going there because of this?
Quite possibly. This could actually have a devastating effect. And it also has greater implications for adult education as well. Adult education was set up for those who were let down the first time round. It was not set up to be an arm of the Department of Social Welfare.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I said earlier, with that PIAAC report, 18 to 35-year-olds have a higher literacy rate than the over 55s. So why are SULAS prioritising this age group when they have a higher literacy rate than the over 55s, the ones who really need it and the ones who are really let down the first time? And my other concern is we're going to morph into the educational system that let these people down in the first place.
Well, I was going to mention that because, I mean, it was hard enough to get people into these courses because, I mean, it was a lot of it was to do with confidence and getting it. It's like anything, it's like getting people to admit that they have a problem.
Yeah.
And do you think that this will defer them now that, you know, that they won't want to come?
Absolutely. One guy, and he said, he's actually from Kilbarrick, and he is actually embarrassed because everybody knows if you go to Clare, that's where you go to get help with your reading and writing, and mm-hmm. he doesn't want his neighbours to know that he has a problem with reading and writing.
Okay, so it's a little more anonymous in Target for people. If they can come from outside the area.
Yeah. So there is a confidentiality issue with literacy as well that people need to bear in mind. The other thing as well is the courage it takes to admit that you have a literacy problem. You know, that first step is huge, and they're looking for a way out to run away. So if they get met with blocks at the start, they're gone. And Target provides a very safe, friendly atmosphere for people to come in. They sit down, they have a cup of tea, we have a chat, and we get them on the right track. And we give them the courage to move forward with their literacy issues. I was talking to one lady, and it took her 2 years to work up the courage to sign up for a class. Mm-hmm. I talked to another man who spent 3 hours standing in the car park trying to work up the courage to get out of the car and walk through the door to get help with his literacy.
I'm going
to
talk to the other ladies, Marie Gosling and Mary Norris, whichever one wants to speak first. Just give us a background to what your involvement is here.
What classes I'm in?
Yeah.
On Monday I'm living in a diverse society, and then I do computers after that. And on Tuesday I do creative writing, and Wednesday maths.
Okay, now there are a couple of different courses. If the literacy course moves over, it's just the literacy course we're talking about. If it moves to Clare, does that mean you have to go to two places now?
Sorry, it's all the courses.
All the courses?
Yeah. So that would be the maths, the cookery, the computers,
okay,
the creative writing, the spelling, everything.
Mm. Okay. And is all the tutors, are the same tutors do the same things? Or?
The tutors are employees of the CDETB, and they have to go wherever they're told.
Okay. Okay. So how much of an inconvenience would it be for you to go over to Clare?
Well, Donegal is beside me. I can walk to it. I don't drive. It's very handy. And like that, I'm out of my own community as well. I'm in Donegal, whereas I live in Balldoyle, you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yes, yeah. It's so much nearer to you.
Yes.
So you're not happy about the move at all?
Not really, no.
And yourself?
My involvement is that I have a daughter with special needs who attends there, who had attended there for cookery classes. And it was amazing because while I was sitting waiting, I realised I'm doing nothing and I offered to help. So I got to know some of the people who were involved. And those students came in. They actually prepared a meal. Everybody was involved. When some of them came in, they wouldn't talk. Some of them couldn't talk, so you were doing it with gestures. And when they were finished, the meal was given to them. They had lunch boxes and they brought it home. And the sense of achievement for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would go back. Some of them were in residential and they would go back and show what they had done. And they were so, it just gave them such a lift.
And why do you think it's going to be different in Clare? Do you think it's going to be different?
Of course it is. It's going to be different. Because I don't know that Clare have the cookery room that...
Clare actually only have one cooker, so they'd only be able to do a demonstration.
That's not the same. And people, especially those with special needs, it's to make them feel that they're good. At Christmas, they will prepare a complete Christmas dinner and everybody is involved, even if you have to hold a vegetable to get someone to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're part and they get their Christmas dinner and they would make Christmas pudding, say, the week before.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one aspect of it. Another one is they're interacting with people who are higher functioning than they are. And what I found over there was the staff are amazing. The respect, the interaction, the comments when they come in. Maybe, hi, did you have a great weekend? What were you doing this weekend?
Okay.
And then one lady started to come in and say, what did you see on television last night? Mm-hmm. I was working and this was someone who didn't talk. So it's the self-esteem that it helps to promote as well. And for the class, for the, the computer class, when they can produce maybe a card, Christmas greetings, a Christmas menu on it, that's the time that they tell you, look what I did, and they have something to bring home to show.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have the same opportunities of getting depressed.
Okay, I'm going back to the tutor now, just to get the final few words. Listening to everyone this morning, it doesn't seem to make any sense. I don't understand some of it myself, the way it's been done. And Clare is wonderful, wonderful services over there.
It's a fantastic
in
service.
In Kilvary
community. Really
it has to be said that it's on par with anywhere else you would ever get. Maybe this is a step too far as space is concerned. That could be a problem over there. But as far as the services goes, Clare give a wonderful service. The last few words to you, is there any way of redeeming this? Or is it just... Are we just talking for the sake of talking? Is there any way saving?
Well, I'd like to think we weren't talking for the sake of talking. If you look at what's happening to our community, look what's happening at the creche in Darndale. At what point are people going to say enough is enough?
Yeah, but has any representations been made? And
yes,
any
there
feedback?
Is. Yeah, we have approached several politicians and a parliamentary question is being raised and questions are being asked as to why this is happening.
Okay. Listen, thank you all very much for coming in and I appreciate everything and I hope everything goes well. Thank you very much to you all. Thank you.
Thank you.